From the Robin Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 937th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Porter Wagoner.
Tomorrow be payday.
Payday.
Tomorrow be payday.
Payday.
It's gonna be payday in the long day. Gonna take my money to town. I work like a donkey. I feel like a monkey. Tomorrow be payday in the long day. Gonna chase all the women around. Eat black-eyed peas and fried bananas. Smoke a big cigar from Havana. I'll be king of Louisiana.
Son of a gun.
I'll find me a cute little honey. We'll make love till it ain't funny. Have a big time till all of my money's gone.
Gone.
Tomorrow be payday.
Payday.
Tomorrow be payday.
Payday.
Gonna be payday. The low payment. Gonna take my money to town. Gonna chase all the women around. Fried banana, smoke big cigar from Havana. I'll be king of Louisiana.
Son of a gun.
I'll find me a cute little honey. We'll make love till it ain't funny. Have big time till all of my money's gone.
Gone.
Tomorrow be payday.
Payday.
Tomorrow be payday.
Payday.
Gonna be payday in the long game. Gonna take my money to town. Gonna chase all the women around. Gonna take my money to town. Gonna chase all the women around.
Well, thank you, folks. We'd like to welcome you to another Grand Ole Opry. Just make yourself right at home and enjoy.
Rod Brassfield, the Jordanaires, Chet Atkins, Del Wood, the Opry Square Dancers, and the entire Grand Ole Opry gang.
Yes, sir. And our guest star tonight is a young RCA Victor recording star who has a record out as hot as a firecracker these days, Dave Red Sweater Rich. Well, it looks like all the big labels are here tonight, because here comes Capitol Records' Pride and Joy, whose Grand Ole Opry favorites, the Jordanaires, doing their hit song, Each Day.
Each day, I really, really love you, baby. I really, really love you, baby.
Each day, you get a little sweeter. Each day, you dress a little neater, believe me. I don't think maybe I really, really love you, baby.
I really, really love you, baby. Each day I really, really love you, baby.
Would I do anything that you tell me to?
I really, really love you, baby.
Would I buy you a ring and a big car too?
I really, really love you, baby.
Would I always want to be close to you?
I really, really love you, baby.
In the morning and the evening and the night time too.
I really, really love you, baby. Each day I really, really love you, baby.
Thank you. Now let's roll out the special welcome mat, because here's our Grand Ole Opry guest for tonight, Dave Rich. Let's make him welcome. Dave, welcome to the home of country music.
Well, thank you, Porter.
Seems to me that things have sure been popping for you since you left Central City, Kentucky, David.
Well, Porter, we've been moving all over the country, having a big time and meeting a lot of fine folks.
Well, sir, I'll tell you something. I'm like all the folks here at the Ryman tonight and all the folks listening in. I'm waiting to hear that red sweater. How about it?
Then here it comes.
I bought you a sweater that was red and white. I bought you a sweater just like mine. I wore mine so proudly as we rode the street. The kids started calling me a lovesick fool. So red sweater that I bought for you, just to prove my love for you, it's true. Oh, red sweater that I thought you'd buy, but now you don't love me, I guess you'll give it back. I thought they were jealous as they talked with me, 'cause I was so happy that I couldn't see that you were as fickle as a girl could be, and you love the sweater more than you love me. A red sweater that I bought for you, just to prove my love for you and true. A red sweater that I thought you'd like, but now you don't love me, I guess you'll give it back. This morning I saw you walking down the hall, wearing a sweater like one's best friend Paul. A new kind of sweater made of navy blue. What happened to the sweater that I gave to you? A red sweater that I bought for you, just to prove my love for you is true. A red sweater that I thought you'd like, but now you don't love me, I guess you'll give it back.
Sir Barnett, it's just almost time to go hunting again, ain't it, Mr. Porter?
It sure is, Rodney.
Yeah, and I want to tell all of my good old hunting buddies that there's just no friend on a hunting trip like your favorite pipe packed with Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Right, Rod. Prince Albert in your pipe is just as zesty and fresh as a cool, clear day in the woods.
And just as comfortable, too.
Yes, sir. You and your pipe sort of go back to nature, because Prince Albert has a rich, natural tobacco taste.
Yeah, and what's more, it's crimp cut. Burns long and smooth, makes pipe smoking even more enjoyable, you know?
Yes, sir. The same way it gives you more enjoyment if you're a making man. Crimp cut PA rolls up into a smooth making, smooth smoking cigarette. No dribbling out the ends or blowing around.
So you hunters just stop hunting for a fresh, comfortable, tasty smoke.
It's yours whether you're a pipe smoker or a making man. Yours with rich, tasty Prince Albert. Well, it's square dance time at the Grand Ole Opry, and all the boys and girls are cutting the caper as Red Hayes fiddles away at Sally Gooden.
On your right hand, pass that grand right and left. Oh, around. Turn right back in the fairway. Swing them in, swing them out. Catch it. Oh, by the right, partner by the left. Swing that corner, lady. Swing your horn, partner. The first time, four lead up. Back and swing that half circle and the two lady chain. Hey, back, lady. Now the gentleman chain. Hey, back again. Let's meet in the center and join. Four hand around. Halfway and add all the pieces by the left hand. Hold it by the right. Don't forget your horn. Good looking partner. Swing the right. Oh, swing your horn. Good looking corner lady. Don't forget your horn, honey baby. Swing her high. Swing low. Take a couple off the right. And here we go. Put that bird in the cage. Bird out and go in. Go out and go to couple up again. Walk, children walk. Turn all the pieces. Swing them in. Swing them out. Swing your partner. Promenade to death out. You go and don't be slow.
As you know, it's an old custom here at the Grand Ole Opry to spend a moment or two each Saturday night with a Song of Faith. We hope you'll like the one we've picked out for you tonight, a real old-timer called Shake Hands with Mother Again. If I should be living when Jesus comes and could know the day and the hour, I'd like to be standing at Mother's tomb when Jesus comes in His power. Shake hands with Mother again. I'd like to say, Mother, this is your boy. You left when you went away, and now, my dear Mother, it gives me great joy to see you again today. We'll be a wonderful, happy day up there on the golden strand when I can hear Jesus, my Savior, say, thank you very much. Well, sir, it's time for some choice pickings, and that means another RCA Victor star of the Grand Ole Opry. Here is Chet Atkins and Somebody Stole My Gal. Chet. Chet Atkins. Now we'd like you to meet the Grand Ole Opry's gift to Jane Mansfield. Only she sent him back and we've got him right here. Rod Brasfield!
Howdy, Mr. Porter Wagner.
Hello, Rodney.
Hi, Ned. It's good to see you.
Thank you, Rod.
Have you seen my Uncle Poody anywhere?
Your Uncle Poody?
Yeah, he's up here somewhere, Uncle Poody.
No. What does he do?
What does Uncle Poody do? He's an undertaker down in South Georgia.
An undertaker?
That, I believe, would be what you'd call a southern planter, wouldn't it? Hey, Porter, have you noticed how bald-headed I'm getting here lately?
By the way, I notice you are losing a few up there.
I'm telling you the truth. I'm going to have me a rabbit tattooed right across that bald spot there.
A rabbit tattoo?
Yeah, that's so I can say I got hair on my head. That just killed me to get one like that. Hey, Porter, have you been to the fair?
Yeah, I've been out there. Been
it's
a couple
been
of days.
Raining out there all weekend.
It sure has.
I was out there last night, but I had a good time. I seen them Siamese twins. You know them folks that's growed together?
Yeah.
One of them is eating watermelon and the other one is spitting out the seed. Boy, I'm telling you, we had a time. When I left Cornwall to come up here to go to the fair, my daddy told me, he says, now, Rod, go up there and have a good time, but don't you go into none of them our girl shows.
Don't want you to go to them, girl.
No, don't want me to go in and says, you might see something you oughtn't to see.
Yeah.
Now, I sneaked off and went anyhow.
You did.
But he was right. I seen something more than to see.
Well, what'd you see?
Him, my daddy, sitting right on the front row. You know, Porter, I've got two old maid aunts, ain't Sir and ain't Sally?
Two old maids?
Two old maid aunts, and they've got an exhibit out there at the fair this year. They're in the chicken business now. Got a chicken ranch?
They're up in the poultry.
Yeah, they're up in the poultry department. And they was telling me about their chicken ranch. Said they bought 300 hens and 300 roosters. And I says, well, sir, what did you buy 300 roosters for when 30 would have been a plenty? She says, well, we know what it is to be lonesome. I took my gal Susie with me, Porter, and we went in that there rock and roll show.
Yeah?
You know that there rock and roll bit. We went in there, and it had been raining so much, and the tent leaked, and all the seats was all wet, you know? And I went over to this feller that was taking up tickets there and told him, I said, my gal Susie's got a new voile dress on, white, and it's pretty, and don't want to get it wet and messed up, you know? I said, give me a piece of paper or something to put down here on this seat.
Yeah.
And he gave me one of them cards that they advertise the show with, one of them bill poster cards.
Show cards, yeah.
Show cards, you know. And she sat down on it, and we watched the show, and the show was over. We started doing out there, and everybody was laughing at us. And I didn't know, it made me mad. I didn't know what they were laughing at. I said, Susie, you walk on, honey. I'm going to straighten this mess out here. And then when she walked on, I seen what they were laughing at. You know, she sat down on that there bill poster card there, and it had faded on her pretty white boy dress. And it says, big rock and roll show tonight. Curtain goes up at 8 o'clock.
Grand, are those young fellas waiting for you backstage there?
Oh, yeah, Porter. That's some of our Grand Ole Opry fans from nearby universities, college boys.
Well, I see they're all pipe smokers.
Yes, sir. Prince Albert pipe smokers. See, they've tried PA, and they like the way it's so fresh and so cool smoking.
And college fellows go for the way PA lets them relax and enjoy a comfortable smoke. They love that natural, rich Prince Albert taste. And the way PA's crimp cut to burn long and slow and even.
Yes, sir, you fellas who roll your own. Now, you don't have to go to college to study up and find out that PA is for you, too.
Right, Grant. Making men enjoy the same natural tobacco taste and smoking comfort every time they roll their own with Prince Albert.
Which means
pipe smokers and making men can enjoy the natural, tasty, natural, comfortable smoking enjoyment of PA. That's Prince Albert.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test. The proof Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Now, how about another fine song from our guest star, Mr. Dave Rich? Dave, we know you've got a brand new tune, and we sure enjoyed listening to you do it today during rehearsal. How about doing it for us right now, will you?
Porter, we'd like to do one entitled Little Chick Come in My Chicken House.
my chicken house. Chick, 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 come on in this your house. It's raining out there and it's warm in here. I need a little chick to change the atmosphere. Hey, little chick, now, don't be shy. Chick, 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 don't wink your eye. I know you're proud and as fly as a mouse. Hey, little chick, come in my chicken house. Well, I don't want to brag, but there's no doubt I'm the biggest booster in this chicken house. If anyone gets fresh or wants to start a fight, we'll rock this chicken house all night. I'm the biggest rooster in this chicken house. If anyone gets fresh and wants to start a fight, we'll rock this chicken house all night. Chick, 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 chick.
Our guest star, Dave Rich. Real fine, Dave. Thank you. Well, it's high time we headed for the old upright piano to hear the queen of the country keyboard. Let's have a welcome for Miss Dale Wood and Rainbow. Dale, thank you. Before the night gets away from us, we'd like to do one of our RCA Victor songs for you. I hope you like this one. I thought I heard you call my name.
With only these I still hear your voice call my name.
I thought I heard you calling my name.
Funny, I still feel this way.
Your voice seems so close that I knew that by now.
And we sure hope you'll be on hand next week when we come calling for you in the old buckboard. Up in the driver's seat will be the young sheriff, Baron Young. And he'll be bringing along a whole host of your favorites. He'll have with him a mighty pretty little gal who does a fine job of singing, Miss Elaine Rogers. And speaking for the entire cast tonight, I'd like to say thanks a whole lot to everybody for being with us. Thanks for listening. Be with us next Saturday night. Porter Wagner saying thanks for everything. We'll see you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Say, Dave, ever notice the natural curiosity of cigarette smokers?
Sure have. They sort of like to look around before they settle down with one brand.
Boy, and with all the different brands and kinds on the market today, they sure have plenty to choose from.
Yes, but there's one cigarette that real smokers always come to sooner or later. That's Camels. More people today select Camels than any other brand of any kind.
Well, that figures. No other cigarette brings you the same full, rich flavor and smooth mildness of Camel's exclusive blend of costly tobaccos.
Of course. That's why no other cigarette gives you the same smoking comfort you get out of Camel's.
Say, folks, why don't you find out for yourselves the difference between just smoking and Camel's?
That's right. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. So good and mild, the finest taste in smoking.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.
WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee.